Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today.
Bar coming up the middle, free safety.
What is 55? Going on, ladies and gentlemen, to the Playbook Podcast? We apologize for being 3 weeks without uploading. A little less than 3 weeks, would you say?
I would say something like that. It's just been life, man. Life happens, and sometimes you got to put some things on pause, and this was one of the things we actually, unfortunately, had to put on pause.
Yeah.
But we are here for an episode, and it's been a wild couple weeks. How about you?
Oh, dude, got a new job. Don't work HVAC no more. I deliver your packages.
Hey.
Yeah, and dogs attacking me, stuff like that, you know. Working 6 days a week. It's been one of those things.
Yeah, mine hasn't been dogs bite. Well, actually, mine probably has been dogs biting, but it's been my own damn dogs.
I thought you were talking about your kids calling them.
I mean,
I bet your kids bite you more than your dogs.
I don't know, man. My kids are pretty cool about that stuff nowadays because they're a little bit more grown up. But dogs, no. Yeah, they're still
dogs.
Vicious, yeah. But no, one had a little skin infection and one had ear infection, and then kids were getting sick, and then it was a fun 3 weeks, and then we had some business issues. So yeah, it's been wild.
And and college football, like we didn't really get to talk about it much. But how do you feel about the playoff selection?
I like it.
Like it? I mean,
I like it. It's because it's different. Because when usually it's what? Two SEC teams if it's two from one conference?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got two Big Tens this year, a Big 12, and then the SEC.
So, here's what I've been hearing. And I'll tell y'all my opinion after I'm done explaining. I've been hearing, and this is mostly from Alabama fans, Alabama's two losses are better than Ohio State's two losses. I mean, one loss.
I just don't think they would do that for the sole fact that there was a one loss out there, and they don't want to. They don't want to affect this last year of the 4-team playoff.
I don't. Is this the last? I thought
next year it goes to 12.
Okay, but here's my thing. So, I'm playing devil advocates here. Devil advocate.
Well, of course, your team's not in for the first time ever.
3 years. 3 years. And I respect them not putting Alabama in. But I'm going to play devil advocate for a little bit.
Of course.
So, it's supposed to be the best 4 teams.
Go with it.
If Alabama would have been at number 4 spot. Or let's just say this. Alabama goes number 3. So they don't play Georgia right away.
They would never put them at 3.
But I'm just saying, devil advocate. Every other team, TCU and Michigan, who would you have favor? Alabama or them two teams?
Michigan.
See, Michigan I have.
I would definitely say Michigan, and I would almost. If TCU would have knocked off K-State for the second time, I would say TCU as well. But TCU, I'm at the 50-50.
See, I have Michigan at the 50-50. Just because they're a very one-dimensional offense. And now with Blake Corum out.
TCU?
No, but TCU doesn't have the defense.
No, hold on. Who? Oh, you're saying Michigan's a one, like a running offense only.
They are.
They're 60-70%.
60-40, 70-30. Yeah, they're one-dimensional, and without Blake Corum, kind of dies down a little.
But I think Blake Corum back for playoffs, won't
he? I don't know. I've heard many different things, so.
Well, no one tells me this stuff. I definitely think Michigan over Alabama this year. Georgia over Alabama this year. I, you know what? I'm not playing devil's advocate because I would not put them in, and I know you're gonna disagree with me on this, but I still would put Tennessee in over Alabama for the strength of schedule. They beat them, and even though they do have a backup quarterback, you should not knock them for that.
No, but I'm knocking them for their
hellacious loss to South Carolina. I get what you're saying on that, but they still beat you in the head-to-head.
Yeah, I understand that.
And they had a much better wins over the top 25 teams that they played.
And here's what I got to say about that. You also got to put in the other loss in. That South Carolina loss, I would not put a team.
You know what? I disagree with you one more time. I'll let you finish, but go ahead.
But like that LSU loss, which what kind of did it away for Alabama?
Uh-huh.
Because if we would have lost an SC championship, that would have been a bigger toss-up.
You're out anyways.
That would have been a bigger toss-up because
you would have had to win out to get in.
Oh, and that's why I'm saying I'm just playing devil advocate. So, I believe Alabama at number 5 is gracious at most.
I still put Tennessee in over you because you're right. The ass-whooping South Carolina put on Tennessee was embarrassing. But they turn around and beat Clemson in Clemson the following week. So, no. Because...
Oh, if they
because South Carolina beat two ranked teams back to back, I'm saying that loss washes out because of you're right. Their ranking might not show what they've done at the end of the season, but those last two games, they smoked who they played.
But Clemson I don't understand what Dabo Swinney was doing.
Well, no one understands what Dabo Swinney is doing because he's losing his coaches and he's losing his players. Hand over fist. He is in a complete rebuild in Clemson.
And also, everyone thought he was the next Nick Saban. Sorry, Dabo, you're not.
I'm not going to take that from him yet because he's been to the playoffs so many times.
Yeah.
But what I will say, though, is like he is on the downswing right now where Kirby Smart is on the up.
Kirby Smart, as of right now, coach of the year. Not getting the award, but
no.
He's the best coach in college football
this year. No, not this year.
You're crazy.
Not this year.
You're crazy.
Not this year. Last year, yes, because he took him to the first championship and won it, right? This year, I'm going to give it to TCU because it was a first-year head coach. Now, if we, No. If we want to talk, like, who's the best coach in college football, like, not this year, but just like kind of like overall, just the best college football coach, I would give it to Kirby Smart.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying for like this year, bro, TCU's coach was Sam. He came from SMU and like basically put TCU. I mean, come on, bro. Went undefeated.
Not undefeated.
He lost in the championship game.
Exactly. That's not undefeated.
Okay. I mean, if they didn't have to play the championship game, they would be undefeated. Like where Alabama didn't have to play a championship game because y'all lost to LSU.
I mean, shit. So did y'all?
We lost to a lot of people this year. I mean, if you want to talk about us, we tearing up that recruiting trail. We knew we wasn't going to win too many games, so we was like, we tearing up. Our coach was on the phone during the game with like recruits, like, hey y'all, you see this? Hey, check this out. This is where you can be at.
This empty ass stadium where we're getting our ass kicked.
Oh no! Hey, that's the one thing I'll give Napier. Even though we got beat. We had the stadium like 90% full whenever it was home games.
I have faith in Napier. I like the shit on him, but
bro, hey, 25 people. Hey, bro, I appreciate you.
Get the fuck out!
Don't let the door hit you.
Hey, you see that portal over there?
You're like Dion when Dion rolled up into Colorado. Hey. I'm here to let you know I brought my baggage with me, and come springtime, a lot of these seats are gonna be empty.
Oh,
he told his new. Do you see that? That's so awesome.
I ain't gonna lie, I feel bad for that. Did that cornerback from Jackson State go into the transfer portal?
You know he will.
Yeah, but
you know Deion had a conversation with him. Deion probably had a conversation with him last year when he recruited him to JSU.
Like a bunch of assholes.
He probably went to him and was like, "Hey, bro. Come HBCU with me one year. Have fun. Check out the swag. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these women and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, HBCUs, bro, be partying, right?
See, I don't understand this. Ready? I don't like Deion as a head coach.
I love him.
See, like, you had...
Because he's a true coach.
You had success at a very low level, damn near high school level. Mm-hmm. Damn near. Like, honestly, I can say some high schools are at a higher level, prestige-wise, than them schools.
Okay. So, but to play devil's advocate this, I would have to say it's a great... I love it because... He's a true coach. He's not necessarily like, you know how Nick Saban coaches like the corners?
Yeah.
Like that's his shit.
That's his shtick.
Deion's overall coach. If that makes sense. Hey, I got my offensive coordinator, I got my defensive coordinator. They do their shit. And then I'm in their ass if they ain't doing their shit. You know what I'm saying? He's like a Nick Saban when it comes to things. He's never a Nick Saban, but he's a Nick Saban when it comes to like a coaching style in a sense of like he's leaning on his coordinators. He ain't coaching the game. He's watching the game.
Does that
make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
His name is what brings it.
See, and that's what I really don't like about these coaches. And not to say Deion's a bad coach. He was a great player, but...
Look, I used to hate Deion. He was a Seminole, right? I'm a Gator. Criminal. I hate him. I'll give you some. Thank you for that.
I guess
what I'm trying to say is, I was a big Deion hater, but you start to listen to this cat speak, and you start to like see how he moves, bro. He moves with grace. See, like he's got something behind him.
He's got that swagger, but like I see the fluff. I see the sizzle.
What you got? What sizzle?
I see the sizzle with Deion at Colorado.
What do you mean?
The brand.
Bro.
Deion Sanders.
Yes.
Prime time.
Yes.
I see that.
I love how it's black and gold too.
Look
at the schools he had to choose from. He chose Colorado. Think about it. Next year, USC and UCLA are gone.
But here's what I gotta say though. Now I see the flash. I see the prime time.
With the gold.
Now I want to see I don't expect y'all to do good this year. I don't. I really don't.
I see him win five.
See, I see them.
Six. He bringing his kid. He's got his kid at quarterback. He's got a four-star running back coming in. He's going to get that kid from JSU to come over.
But in the next 2 to 3 years, that's what I'll give you. I want to see.
But that's all coaches. Tell me that's not wrong. You should give every coach at least 4 years. And on a fourth year, if they don't take you damn near.
Urban Meyer.
There's exceptions.
poke that one.
There's
right
exceptions.
There. Fuck it.
But think about it. Like, think about a lot of these coaches, though, to get hired. Like, Auburn's coach. Bro, was he there for like a year? Year and a half? This last one.
Cadillac Williams?
Just prior to Cadillac Williams and finishing off the season.
Gus Malzahn?
After him. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't like Auburn, so you're asking the wrong person.
They kept him for like 8 months. Like, and they fired him.
They hire Hugh Freeze. Like, they don't make the best decisions. I fucking love it, too.
I love the Hugh Freeze hire, bro.
Burn that.
I hope he whoops Ole Miss's ass every year.
Oh, no. I wish he loses every... I wish they go winless every year.
I just like the concept of the villain coming back in.
Fuck Hugh Freeze. Fuck Auburn. Fuck Bo Jackson.
I love your attitude. I love your attitude today.
I don't. Who? Charles Barkley? Fuck you too,
bro. That was
because. Like, who else? Cam Newton? Fuck you. You got picked to go to Auburn.
So kicking it back to the playoff talk.
Yeah.
Who was your top four?
My top four was. Honestly, I did have Alabama in there. No, I didn't actually. I didn't. So
I was about to, what?
After the alcohol wore off and shit on that Saturday, because I went to Orlando during a championship weekend to watch the UFC fight. I have Georgia number one, Michigan number two. I had Ohio State number three, TCU number four, and that's just because of the prestige of the conference. And I was expecting them to be like, we don't want to see a possible Michigan Ohio State. championship game.
Yep.
But
you're gonna get it.
I don't think we will, but I had them four teams in the playoffs. I didn't really see Alabama jumping up. TCU winning in overtime really sealed that. Now, if they would have got blown out by K-State,
yeah,
then I would have seen Alabama jumping up.
Oh, but by them keeping it a close game and losing it, yeah, by a field goal at the end.
I was telling this to my friend Soper, who is on the podcast regularly. TCU didn't need to win that game. They needed to survive with some grace and Max Duggan, who I think should have won the Heisman.
Thank you. We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Max Duggan single-handedly kept them in the playoffs. Because
Max Duggan is a beast.
But without Max Duggan, TCU would have got blown out.
Yep.
Alabama would have jumped to number four. It would have been Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan.
That would have been so stupid.
But am I wrong, though? Am I wrong? Because they had Alabama primed and ready. USC lost in horrible fashion.
Bro, they were really trying to get Alabama back in the playoffs, weren't they?
I mean,
really, if you was a gambling man, you would have thought they was about to put Alabama back in the playoffs.
See, here's my thing.
They love seeing Alabama in the playoffs. They don't want to piss off Nick Saban.
But you also You also got to think about this.
Give me some insight, bro. Does Nick Saban run the college football?
I wish I knew. Shit, I'll make some pretty good bets.
He took a shot though. Last week was it? Week four last.
And he got up. That's my coach. Bro, that's fuck.
No medical tent for that dude.
Fuck no. But here's what I'm saying though. With the Alabama thing, like they needed chips to fall, which the chips fell, just not hard enough on that last chip.
Yeah.
Because you had Clemson lose. Clemson needed to lose.
Bro, so what? Finish. I see where you go, but yeah.
You needed USC to lose.
Yep.
Which they got. Bomb rush by Utah.
Handled.
And Caleb Williams didn't deserve the Heisman, but...
And
it's not because of the fingernails, because express yourself.
No.
What you need to do. But we'll get into that.
Yeah.
And we needed TCU to lose.
And it happened.
It happened, enough.
Were you excited there for a second?
I was then. I was like, damn, it doesn't matter. They made it to overtime.
Yeah.
Once overtime got on the board...
You thought it was done for, like they were automatically in?
Like 3 minutes in when they tied it up, yeah. I was like, TCU got it. Max Duggan is that guy.
I think so too. Like, okay, so you know how we were talking about coaches and like, you know, you were like Kirby Smart's the coach. And I disagree with TCU's coach being, you know, saying he has such a great season. Well, that's the same way, I guess, the concept I feel about Stetson Bennett and Max Duggan. I thought them two deserved the Heisman much more than C.J. Stroud or Caleb Williams. I mean, what was the hype behind Caleb Williams to win it?
He had a couple good games.
But that's stats. Max Duggan had a season full of good games.
See, and here's where
Stetson Bennett may not have the complete stats, but this dude has led Georgia to like damn near two championship games.
See, and here's my argument with Stetson Bennett fans saying he should have won.
I'm not saying he should have won.
No, but I'm saying Georgia fans who said that.
Oh, yeah, all Georgia fans are going to say he won.
I don't give a fuck what's happened before.
This year.
I don't care if he was a fucking walk-on. I don't care if he beat leukemia, came on to Georgia, and said, oh, look, I'm having a great season. Let me win high. And I know he's not saying it. I'm not saying against Stetson Bennett. I'm saying against Georgia fans who's swearing up and down. Oh, he was a walk-on. He did this. He did this. No one gives a fuck.
But they always play that backstory on all of them. You know, they make Caleb Williams sound like he came from like the gutter.
But like, you almost lost to Kent State. Not almost lost to Kent State. Y'all struggled against Kent State. True. Y'all struggled against Missouri.
Yeah, that was fun.
And it's just like,
but you gotta understand. Agreed with you that it is about this year.
Oh yeah,
like, but they were just drunk off that championship last year. They were muddling through the damn season, still winning games.
It's like Alabama fans years ago saying AJ McCarron should win the Heisman. He won three national championships, two at the time. He's won two national championships. Blah blah blah. Fuck them national champ. Do I believe that? I can't remember what year he was like third place. He should have won the Heisman just because, like,
yeah,
he had the stats,
yeah,
but he didn't have the sizzle. He had the stake.
No, because he was a
game manager.
Yeah, he was a manager. He's like a but talk about game managers. Bryce is that way.
And so is Stetson. Yeah. Now Bryce last year was a different animal.
He was different last year, wasn't he?
That what Auburn happened? Game. Bill O'Brien.
Oh, that is true.
Bill O'Brien.
Do you think Bill O'Brien hurts his draft stock?
No, I don't think so. I don't know if it's true, but Bill O'Brien left Alabama.
Did you have a drink to that? Because like that's a blessing.
Oh, dude, I gotta prove.
Time out. Real quick. Gotta have like 5 seconds of silence here at least minimum.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Leach, man. Coach Leach. Bro, there was not another one like him.
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't the biggest fan of him.
I was sad when he died. As a coach,
but like
I loved him
as an individual. As an individual, like.
His commentations with media was amazing.
Like just,
you know, Mike like
Leach. The man, the myth, the legend.
I'm sad to see him go. That was a shock, you know, whenever they said he had a massive heart attack and then he ended up, I think, getting like a blood clot or something like that. But anyways, like it's just that was sad to see, man. And I'm sad to see him go. Because he was fun to like listen to.
Oh, and I guess Bill O'Brien's rumored to be the next offensive coordinator for the Patriots.
Yeah. Let's go from worst to worst.
Get him out of Alabama.
They got them in the wild card right now. Yeah. Oh, we got to beat Miami this weekend. And if we beat Miami this weekend.
Oh, so we're switching up to NFL?
No, but I just, you know, we talked about
it. I mean, we're going just, to NFL now. But, great introduction to the NFL.
Hold on now. Did we want to talk anything about the Heisman anymore, about the Heisman?
I'm good on that. I didn't really care about the Heisman.
I feel like that was I feel like that was all baited.
No one really gives a fuck about Heisman unless if like it's a generational it's a quarterback.
Like a Trevor Lawrence
like a Tim Tebow, let's be honest. Or like Mark Ingram being Alabama's first Heisman.
So you're talking about someone that actually is just downright gritty.
Like downright he won the Heisman.
There was hands down. Like this was the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. This wasn't the year for that.
Nah. But going to big boy football real quick. NFL.
I know. I know what you're gonna say. But he's back. He's back. Third and Beasley, baby.
Fuck Cole Beasley.
Oh, Beasley's back. I'm so excited about it.
I don't hate the guy, but fuck him. Fuck Cole Beasley.
I hope he comes back to Buffalo. And I hope he does great, and I hope he keeps his mouth shut. And then as soon as we win a Super Bowl, I hope he shoots the biggest bird to all the Bills Mafia that gave him shit. And I know it's not Bills Mafia. Some weak-ass Bills fans. They're all like, he didn't get a shot, so he shouldn't be on the team. It's probably the same bitch that aborted 4 fucking kids saying, my body, my choice. You know what I'm saying? So,
here's my thing with
that
Kobe.
Shit pisses me off so much.
You mean tell me actually where my beef comes from?
What's up? Let's see. I'm dying to know.
I just remembered. It was Madden 16. And this bitch always did a whip route to fucking Cole goddamn Beasley.
And he scored too, didn't he?
And he beat me. He beat me just from that play. I couldn't stop it. It was Cole fucking Beasley. And it was just, fuck y'all.
I was reading earlier where Josh said that they haven't even been running certain concepts in their offense because Cole's been gone.
Fuck Cole.
Dude,
fuck
he
Cole.
He finds the spots in the field. You know what I'm saying? And he gets open. So now we'll have Diggs, Beasley, and Gabe Davis.
To choke in the playoffs against the Chiefs.
Man, fuck off with yourself. Hey, but I'm glad they did it so it takes OBJ out of the picture. I did not want that dude on the Bills. Like, all these people that wanted the Bills, OBJ on the Bills, I'm sorry, but like, no. What for?
Give me OBJ. Give me OBJ. Give me some excitement. I need some excitement.
You're going to get it with Cole Beasley because he's going to come in. He's going to come in with a shirt on that probably says, I'm unvaccinated.
No, Cole Beasley's just that fucking. I'll do your taxes for you five and out.
I can see him doing that.
But dude, fucking.
But if the Bills win this weekend against Miami, real quick, we will seal first place for the playoffs.
I got a fucking question for you. What the fuck did happen with the Jets game? God, y'all looked ugly for like three quarters of that.
Cole Beasley.
Fuck you. I'm done. That's the podcast. I'll see you later. I'm not even giving an outro.
I felt like it was there. No, I'll be honest with you. Our offense has been sputtering along for the past like 4 weeks. I don't know what's going on. Josh, like ever since the bye week, I feel like Josh has like imprinted Bills jerseys on defenders.
I can tell you what's the problem.
Because like
the same thing that happened to Patrick Mahomes. He's putting the pressure on himself.
You see that too at Mahomes? He threw like what, three picks?
No, I'm talking about last year Mahomes. Where they went through that rut.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone's like, Mahomes.
Like they did Josh this year.
Yeah. Josh Allen. Be your goofy fucking self and just go sling some fucking darts out there in the field.
Bro,
that's all.
And run the ball and truck people.
Yeah. Your job ain't hard. Bills Mafia loves you. If you told them to go kill the president, someone would. I'm just saying.
And we're gonna exhibit that piece out of the video.
Legally, that's a joke.
But you could tell Bills Mafia to do about anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
rob a bank.
Well, I mean, think about it, bro. He's at the point in his career because someone made this. I saw this on Twitter. He's at the point in his career with his superstar status that like he was in I feel like he was in conversation with Cole Beasley. Like, apparently they were in conversation with Beasley since like Thanksgiving. Because Josh Allen wanted him back. I mean, he had like 1,300 targets, it seemed like, last year.
Dude.
It was either Diggs or Beasley.
And then also, but get off the Bills Mafia train real quick.
Well, you started it.
Dude.
Hey! Yes.
3,385 days since we last beat the Titans.
Bro. How about them fucking Jags?
How about Trevor Lawrence?
Dude.
And Evan Ingram.
You start to feel Evan fucking Ingram. Hey. Oh, rock hands.
No. You can't call him that now.
No, but I'm saying, like, he had the image of rock hands, and look at him.
Dude, he fucking balled out.
He had like 56 like fantasy points.
Who you trying to tell?
Who you trying to tell?
I had him and Trevor.
Double dimed on it.
That's how I beat fucking Steelers virginity.
This is what I'm talking about, though, with Lawrence. I think he is that generational quarterback for the Jaguars. I think he could be that guy, and I think it's going to take, like, this year of finding some good receivers for him.
Oh, no, this year he's proved it after the haters, and I'll be one of them. I was a hater.
You still was a hater on him?
I always
made fun of him at Clemson at Sunshine.
I know. Remember when it was the Denver Broncos game. I was over him. I'm not going to lie. He threw them two interceptions. I was like, fuck you.
Well, but if you look at it, though, like, a lot of Bills fans could have done that with Josh Allen year two.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, year two, he didn't look his best. But I'll be honest with you, dude. Come year three next year, if they get him a couple more weapons in the offseason and maybe some good transactions in the draft.
We got like, Calvin Ridley coming back.
I forgot about that!
Exactly!
Bro, that's going to be gnarly.
And having Ingram, like, revitalizing and his
Kirk,
career.
And Kirk.
Yeah, like, don't forget Zay Jones. Zay Jones has been balling.
So, y'all basically shopping offensive linemen.
No, I think Trevor Lawrence is actually on the bottom half of being sacked. I don't know what's happened this year.
Oh, bro.
Jacksonville?
It's coming. You feel it?
Like,
you feel it, Kai? Bro,
like our defense too.
You shut the fuck up, bro. I'm telling you, you feel it coming. But I'm telling you, dude, the year we hired Sean McDermott and we saw our team win games, that offseason when we made that transaction and got Stephon Diggs, we were all like, it's coming. It's coming. It's happening.
And I like Doug Peterson. Like, he's a nice change in pace from Doug Marrone and fucking the grind.
Ice cream, baby. It's all about the ice cream.
The ice cream. You know what?
It's the ice cream.
Oh, man.
Ice cream sales are up in Jacksonville this year.
They are. I ain't going to, like, what? We're 5-8 right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're two games back behind Titans, the Titans.
And all you need to do is beat Houston and then one more time, and you're in the playoffs.
Yeah. And one's in Houston, which if we lose to fucking Houston again,
like is that the one win?
Yep. It's against us. And I was at that game.
The one win they got is against y'all.
Yeah, and it was like an inch short because that's when Trevor Lawrence threw that Hail Mary and fucking that. Christian Kirk was like, I got it. And it was like this far away.
Ah, well, maybe you guys will take this one from them out there. And then if you can take that, man, I'm telling you, I think you guys take Tennessee for the second time because Tennessee's looking weak, man.
Dude, Tennessee, like, they're in Doug Peterson's fucking playbook calling. Amazing. I love it. Give it to me.
Ice cream.
It's not ice cream.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's chocolate fudge.
Money.
Money. Money ice cream. Bro, I love Peterson, man. He's a good coach. He's a great coach.
Dude, I'm the only thing I can honestly say that
he's not the sexy hire. He's just, he's a great hire, though.
He's a great hire. One thing I can say that we need to upgrade is our defense. Especially our defensive backs.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that.
Because, like, Andre Sisco, decent, but not something to go home and yell at your mama for.
Trayvon
Walker?
I want to see what y'all do against the Cowboys this weekend.
Oh, dude, I'm looking for it. I mean,
it's in Jax, too, ain't it?
Yeah, I know.
It isn't Jax.
You want to go? I'll be working.
How much are tickets? I don't know. We could look.
I'll be working anyways.
I'd be down to go to a Jags game, especially the Cowboys. I wear my Bills shit.
Yeah, you'll be that one guy like, go Steelers, go. Like, what the fuck you doing here, bro? Like.
That's what they asked me last time.
No, I went to the
Jags-Dolphins game with all my Bills shit on.
Like, I remember someone like was wearing a a Mets jersey. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? First of all, wrong sport. And second of all, it's a Houston-Jacksonville game. You are far away from New York.
What if he looked at you and was like, hey, mate.
Oh, hey, mate.
I'm over here on vacation.
I'm just here watching the modified rugby there. Like, what the fuck? Get the fuck away from me. Like, you fucking freak. Let's see. Standing room only. Don't know what the fuck that is, but that's $125 a pop.
Oh, for that game?
Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, the Cowboys come to town. We got to charge more for the tickets?
I guess, like, nosebleeds are fucking
Jesus,
like,
Shad.
Yeah, standing. Oh, the standing room is the fucking, you just stand at the very top and you're like, yeah! No fucking seats.
For $100 to stand.
Holy shit.
I'm going to pay you $100 to fucking stand.
Like, fuck you. Like, look at these assholes pay for it. And I bet it's the Dallas fans pay for it.
No, it'd be so
look
fucking
at these cod wives.
Duval fucking creepo.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
I'll go up there and stand.
I'll fucking stand for you, shot god. Tell Doug Peterson I said hello. Ding.
So.
And then you have the Australian, oi, mate, we fucking stand at rugby games all the time.
How about the ass whooping the 49ers with a Mr. Undesirable?
It's Mr. Irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
No, relevant now.
He is Mr. Irrelevant.
Don't talk about
Brock.
But they do.
Brock fucking Purdy.
But they do have. Hold up. Let me.
What?
I got it.
What, Seattle this weekend?
No. I need. Just continue on the Brock Purdy while I look something up.
All I'm saying is San Francisco's putting shit together. It doesn't matter who's that quarterback. I mean, they got the dream team, bro. Doesn't matter who's back there. Wait, how long is Debo going to be out?
He has an MCL sprain. That's an ankle sprain.
That's at least a couple weeks.
Yeah. He's not out for the year, so I'm fucked in fantasy, which we'll get to later. I mean, but
San Francisco's that team, though, man. I like about the NFC. I think they could be the Eagles.
I like the Eagles too much.
I've been saying that all year.
And it's not because why do you like the Eagles so much?
Dude, they got the one of the best rosters in the league. They're deep at receiver. They're deep on defense. Their backfield on defense is one of the best in the league.
I'm telling you why they win games.
Jalen's Jalen's smart as shit.
It's not Jalen. It's not any of the school's players. Jason Kelce. Jason fucking Kelce.
Hike.
No, fucking dragging his team across the end zone.
Oh my God, he did that.
And he went on his podcast after that, was like, I didn't do that. He fell on me and not just I kept just backing up.
Backwards.
Like bull fucking shit.
You dirty motherfucker.
Well, it's like now that they can push the quarterback too.
I feel like that's...
Tell me you saw the hit that Russell Wilson took the other night.
Good. I didn't see it, but...
Oh, my God. Good. You just saw his face whenever he hit the ground. He's like...
Yeah,
I just got eliminated.
He had the AA.
Oh, and then Baker fucking Mayfield.
You like that shit?
Oh, my... Okay, calm down, Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cobain.
That hey. And then he starts headbutting his teammates. Dude, with no helmet on.
Get Baker Mayfield out this league. Please.
He ain't going nowhere.
He's like the little crack child.
Bro. He's taking over Matt Stafford's job after they just gave him 4 years, $164 million.
Dang, he ain't taking over Matt Stafford's job.
Where does he end up?
I don't fucking know. Hopefully home.
He won't. He's too loud, man. He's decent. He's not good, but he's good enough to like make people think.
I don't see any other quarterbacks worse than him. Let me think. Any quarterbacks that actually matter. I'm not talking about like Davis Mills or shit like that. So let's see. Just rattle off some team names.
Colts.
That's another one. That's like a Houston situation. They don't have their quarterback. I'm talking about like they got their quarterback.
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan ain't their fucking solution.
So you're saying pick a team that he would be better than the quarterback currently?
Yeah.
The Browns.
Even though how much I hate this rapey motherfucker, I'll still take Deshaun Watson over fucking Baker Mayfield.
I would say Seattle, but Geno's doing good.
Geno's still not there, like franchise QB.
Well, of course he's not.
He's a transitional, but I'll take Geno over Baker.
Hell yeah, Geno's killing it this year, bro. I'm so happy for Geno this year; it's ridiculous.
Jacksonville, I'll take Trevor over Baker.
Yeah. Tampa,
I'll still take Tom over Baker.
Dude, Tom is looking like ass this year. Hey, bro, you should have left last year.
And you still have your wife and your dignity.
Yeah, and she could have gave you a couple more spells for like your after fucking football life. But like, geez, bro, you are looking like ass without your wife.
I mean, it's also his team too. So let's be honest.
I like Tua over Baker.
See, I don't understand the Tua hate. I'm sorry. Like,
I just love to hate Tua.
Like, but let's be honest though. Like.
That's the Bills. That's the Bills fan in me.
Yeah, but like if he was on any other team, let's say he was on fucking New Orleans. Same roster and everything, just New Orleans is Miami, Miami is New Orleans.
I think I can get down with that.
Yeah, but like Tua ain't a bad quarterback. It's just fucking the casuals out here is like,
I don't know. I think we're really gonna find out this second part of the season right here before the playoffs. I think we'll really find out what kind of quarterback Tua is. And then the first half of next year, and the reason why I say that is you're in year two of McDaniel's offense, and it seems like when they went west, those teams knew how to play them.
Oh, yeah.
They gave a blueprint. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I think I like Tua, but I think with the addition of Tyreek in the first half of the season, no one knew what to expect, and, like, they killed it. But I'm really wondering what it's going to be like now that someone has figured their shit out. Because you think about it. When people figured out Mahomes and when people figured out Josh Allen, they started leaving safeties deep.
Oh, yeah.
And then they started getting picked off. So they were like, shit, we got to rethink.
We got to redo the whole game plan.
Well, that's what's happening in Miami right now. They caught up to him as soon as they went out west where he came from.
Yeah. But like I'm saying, Baker Mayfield, I don't see him replacing any actual quarterbacks.
Kyler Murray, Arizona.
They're going to replace the head coach before the quarterback.
Towards ACL, too. He's out.
Yeah, he's out, but.
He's out.
Cliff Kingsbury, bye. Get out of here. No one likes you.
How about the Denver Broncos?
What about the AFC West? I'm just saying, like, we were fucking wrong about the Raiders and fucking Broncos. Golly.
And we were absolutely wrong about the NFC East.
Yeah.
And the AFC East. The Jets. 7-6.
I mean, we said they were going to be third place.
The Dolphins. at fucking 8-4 or 8-5.
Like, we said, like...
I know, but just, like, think about it. I'll agree with you. We got...
We got the Raiders fucking wrong.
We got the AFC West way wrong. We got the NFC North pretty right so far. Minnesota's leading it.
Oh, yeah?
I called Minnesota on that one.
And we both
then,
did.
I called the Lions coming in second.
No, you said Packers second.
No, I did not. I said Packers third.
I might have said Packers second.
I said Packers third, the Chicago Packers fourth, and I watch it in that way. Minnesota, Lions, Packers.
I know we didn't call Seattle.
Oh, no one called Seattle. We all thought Seattle was in a complete shot rebuild this year.
Geno Smith, man.
Geno.
Yeah, no, but the Broncos are probably the worst call we've made. No, I think I called them being third.
Russell Wilson just looking like shit this year.
Because I think I said Kansas City, Raiders, Broncos, then Chargers.
Yeah, the Chargers last.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Chargers.
Because remember I said I didn't like the Khalil Mack pickup?
If I go back, I think I had the Chargers first and the Raiders second and the Chiefs third.
Also, you had right about the Broncos.
Yeah, I had Broncos last.
Yeah, but I bet you didn't expect it like that.
No.
Fuck no.
No, I did not expect it that way at all.
God.
How about the...
Broncos country. Let's dry. Dude, and... with the Raiders, though, before we continue on that,
what's up?
I believe he's their head coach. Get Josh McDaniels out of there.
You really?
I don't like Josh. Like, you cannot prove to me when you have less than a 500 career coaching winning average.
Yeah.
That you're a coach. Be a coordinator.
Well, I promise you this. If he doesn't make it next year, because they're going to give him one more year.
Fuck, no, I wouldn't. But give him the Urban Meyer treatment.
But what I'm saying, though, is like, they're going to give him another year. If it doesn't work out, you know where he's got a guaranteed job.
New England, baby.
Until Bill Belichick leaves, he's always got a guaranteed job there because they would be more. Look what Mac Jones did with McDaniels last year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they got their ass spanked in the playoffs, but what I'm saying, though, is like.
Better than Matt Patricia. Better than fuck ass Mashed Patricia.
Mashed Patricia.
Mashed potatoes. More like God. It.
Hey,
screen.
This is my old defensive playbook. Just run a screen.
Wait. Oh, I forgot he was a fucking defensive coordinator. Why the fuck? Hold up. New England. Look at me.
New England has two defensive guys calling offensive plays this year.
New England.
You didn't know that?
No. I didn't notice that. Like, I don't pay attention to fucking New England. But look at me. Not him. Me. You have the greatest fucking NFL coach in history. With Bill Belichick. Why the absolute dog fuck? Like, why do you have...
To prove a point.
Defensive coordinator. No. There's
a point. He's thinking if he could win the games with defensive-minded guys...
Defensive dummies.
Yeah. At offensive coordinators. Like, if they could win... Like, hey, we're looking at like a legacy here. Like, hey, this guy took defensive guys and they won.
It's just Tom Brady and Bill Belichick trying to one-up each other. It wasn't you who carried me. I carried you.
But isn't it so beautiful? Like, Tom Brady did one-up him. He left. He got a Super Bowl quick. Now, he did go to a team that was stacked to the brim.
Yeah.
And they had weapons galore.
And all they really need was a confident quarterback.
And they got it. And they won a Super Bowl quick. But
what has he done then?
Isn't it so beautiful? Because here's what the thing is: it's like everyone thought Tom Brady was the GOAT.
I mean, he still is.
Call him the GOAT if you will. But here's what happens: he reached the peak. He made it. He left the team that he won all the championships with, and went to another team and won one quick. Leave.
Yeah, but like
you're done.
You can't argue that he's not the GOAT.
I'm not arguing that. What I'm arguing is now people are going to look at you like you're leaving with like a sub 500 record. You should be done after this season.
I mean, he did whoop y'all's candy ass for fucking years.
Yeah, and as soon as we finally got a competent quarterback, he left the division.
Sure. Sure.
Tell me I'm wrong. He left as soon as we got our quarterback.
Buffalo's never beat Jacksonville.
That's where we're going with it. That's where we're going with it.
Duval.
But what I'm trying to say, I don't know, man. I think this year has been very quirky, to say the least.
Oh, dude.
In the NFL.
In life, let's be honest. In life, it's just been quirky.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been wild ride this year, and I think next year's going to be even wilder.
Oh, dude, we're about to lose 90% of our content when football ends.
Yeah, but then we'll just turn 90% of that content probably into basketball.
Basketball and baseball, man. Like, I mean, just more comedy. Fuck it.
The Gators are playing right now against Ohio. I was watching that before I came over.
Damn.
They were up like 15 on them. I like this golden coach that the Gators have picked up.
Alabama in college basketball.
Hey, Alabama, Auburn.
They're number four.
Bruce Pearl at Auburn is like, no.
Fuck.
Yeah, Auburn. Bro.
Fuck Auburn. No one gives two shits about Auburn in this podcast. No one. No one does.
You're right, because they stole my colors. And you hate them because they're your rival.
They try to say, oh, we're the best team in Alabama. Damn, I didn't know they let autistic school in D1 football. Or sports in general. The school of the fucking blind and deaf and dumb. Man, fuck Auburn. Fuck your stupid ass trees. You're all like, oh, we got a big win. We beat Middle Tennessee State, Texas Tech. Let's throw fucking toilet paper at the fucking trees. Fuck y'all.
And that is our episode today.
You know what? Fuck Cam Newton. Fuck Bobby Bowden. I don't even know why I'm saying fuck Bobby Bowden.
No, it's not Bobby. Is it Tommy Bowden?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tommy Bowden. Tommy Bowden was at Auburn forever.
Fuck. Oh, no. Tommy Tuberville.
Tuberville.
Fuck Tommy Tuberville. Fuck him. Fuck you, Freeze.
You did have a Bowden at Auburn. I cannot remember which one it is, though.
Fuck the kick six.
And everyone,
fuck Bill O'Brien.
If we all cannot tell, my co-host has had a wonderful, wonderful day today.
Oh, it's been a week, son. It has been a week. But we do enjoy doing this for y'all. And I know we've honestly been slacking with this, but that's life in general. And I'm glad. Hopefully, 1,000 people could watch this video and we'll be happy to watch. Please leave a like on this video, comment, subscribe. And just in general, I hope y'all enjoyed this as much as we enjoy making it for y'all.
It's fun.
It's fun.
I mean, this is why we started doing it. Just for fun.
Yeah, just for funsies.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. Join my OnlyFans. Well, we'll see y'all later. Peace out.
Later, guys.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
With every race, every qualifying run, and every pit stop, Tim Coffeen would feel the pressure and excitement. With his own podcast on the Sports History Network called Tim Coffeen Talks IndyCar and Racing History, Tim will share those very same racing emotions and memories with his listeners. Learn, laugh, and enjoy the world of IndyCar racing through the eyes of Tim Coffeen.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.